Hi, I'm Cassidy. I am in Miss Northup's class at Riverbend Elementary School. I'm going to be your host today. We will be talking about the Northwest Coast Indians today. Now here's Destiny with tribe names.
Hi, I'm Destiny, and I will be talking about tribe names during this part of the show. Some tribe names I will be talking about are the Chinook, Maka, Inuit, and Thingit, which are the most important tribes in the Northwest Coast. These tribes lived in Alaska, Canada, and Oregon. The homes they mostly lived in were longhouses, cedar houses, and pit houses. The conditions where they lived were rivers, forests, and really cold. Back to you, Cassidy.
Thanks, Destiny. Now let's check in on Maddie to see what she's doing.
Thanks, Cassidy. Hi, I'm Maddie, and I'll be talking about food and clothing today. The food they usually consume is clams, fish, berries, and nuts, also meat. They found these foods in forests and river and ocean areas near their homes. The men would hunt for these foods, and the women would cook and gather them. Now I'll be talking about clothing. The clothing they wore were fur hats and robes. The fur hats were made out of animals' hides that were hunted and killed near their homes, and the robes were made from the same process. Two other main things they wore were belts and basket hats. The belts were made of woven tree bark, and basket hats out of woven vines. Women usually made these clothes. Now here's Cassidy.
Hey Maddie, do you know where Destiny is?
I don't know. I'll check in on her. Destiny!
Flump, flump, flump.
Destiny, what are you doing?
Flump, flump, flump.
Destiny, what are you doing? Destiny.
Oh, hi guys. I'm fishing. Salmon, anyone?
No thanks.
Destiny, this isn't time to fool around, okay?
Please, try one bite. I worked really hard to catch it.
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Sorry about that little interruption. Now let's get back to learning. I will be talking about art and tools and customs. The tools they used were canoes to go across the water. They also used cradles to hold babies and for them to sleep in. Also utensils from wood and bone. Now I will be talking about art. One kind of art they made was braiding. They used braiding for jewelry, belts, and other main things. The women would braid, and the men would gather the bark for the braiding. To the Northwest Coast Indians, salmon was an important thing in their culture. They also did gift-giving parties in their culture. The gifts they traded would probably be prized possessions to the tribe at the time. Salmon bones must be returned to the water where they came from, or they would have a bad fishing season the next year. Here's Destiny. Destiny!
Who are you looking for, Cassidy?
I'm looking for Destiny.
Splash! There they go.
Destiny, what in the world are you doing?
I'm returning the salmon bones back to the river so I can get a good fish next year.
Now here's Maddie with weapons.
Maddie here. I'll be talking about the weapons that the Native Americans used, which was fishing hooks for fishing in the river. Also, they used spears and harpoons for hunting animals and whales.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Oh, wait. So, guys, do you want any salmon now?
Sure. We would love some.
Well, good luck, because I'm not getting it this time.
Darn it.
Bye.
Be quiet, Destiny.